The legislature adopted the three-tier plan in 1999. It's known as PI 34. Since then, school districts and universities have been getting ready for the switch. Jill Pershick is the field experience coordinator in UW-Eau Claire School of Education. She says new college graduates can now only get a teacher license if they satisfy the rules of an initial license, which has meant some changes at universities.
They're taking similar classes, but they're going through a more rigorous assessment process at the preparation level. They're using portfolios as a means of performance assessment. They're taking a content test as another assessment. And then there's still student teaching.
Once employed, new teachers will have their own three-person staff development team to help document the innovative ideas and projects a teacher has tried. Plus, they'll each have a mentor. Professor Pershick says this system replaces one that only required a teacher to get 6 credits every 5 years.
For example, if you take 6 credits, worst case scenario, you could take 6 credits in one summer and not do anything for 4.5 years. Under the new rules, we're asking new teachers, initial educators, to do something every semester, 4 or 5 years.
Connecting new teachers with a mentor is already happening in the Eau Claire School District. Dick Fields is the staff development specialist. He says new teachers have someone who knows their way around the school, can provide teaching techniques for behavior problems, or just offer moral support.
Especially that first year, forming a trusting relationship with that person is really showing to be an incredibly valuable tool for our teachers in Eau Claire.
Officials with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards like the main goal of PI 34, increase teacher preparation in order to improve student achievement. But one of the sticky issues is whether mentors should be paid, and if so, who pays them? Executive Director Ken Cole says the law left it up to districts and teachers' unions to bargain the issue without state funds.
Senior partners in law firms mentor their law clerks and their new associates without cost. That's the kind of thing that we're hoping that we can encourage teachers to do.
In Eau Claire, mentors get $200 a year. Dick Fields says this year that'll be around $6,000 for 30 new teachers. However, Ken Cole says the worst-case scenario could result in a district shelling out an extra $2,500 per new teacher.
Because of the effort involved, it can be time-consuming, and teachers aren't going to volunteer to do this, and in fact will want to be paid, and it'll become the subject of negotiations, and I think that's going to undermine a lot of the good that can come from this system, and I hope it doesn't appear.
Some teachers aren't worried about compensation. Ann Sheridan is an Eau Claire music teacher who's on the public relations board of the state's largest teachers union, the Wisconsin Education Association Council.
To some people, I'll speak for myself, it doesn't matter to me if I am compensated. To give back to my profession and to give back to my colleagues is all that matters.
The new license program is not just for new teachers. Current teachers have the option to switch to the professional and later master license tiers of PI 34. The school board's Ken Cole says there are rumors some teachers near retirement may switch to the new plan so they don't have to take 6 college credits, but then not make any effort to improve their teaching. The teachers union Sheridan doesn't see how that's possible.
First of all, you have to set goals. You have to document what you're doing. You have to show growth over time, and you have to have data to back up what you've done. I don't see this as a slough plan at all.
Ann Sheridan expects the best teachers will want to sign up for the new license program since it encourages innovative, maybe even risky ideas to flourish in the classroom. Still, Ken Cole says the proof of PI 34's success will be in rising student test scores that are required under the federal No Child Left Behind.
It'll be some years because student achievement is what it's about. I mean, the fact that people complete their professional development plans will be wonderful, but in fact, if it doesn't show in higher levels of achievement, then I think that we've put in a lot of effort for nothing.
For small districts, the new licensing rules that go into effect this week have caused some concern about finding appropriate mentors and administrators to serve on professional development teams. UW-Eau Claire's Jill Pershick is helping many of them form partnerships to share mentors and apply for training grants. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.